This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
15 years ago, I got the honor to study under one of the giants of Fiqh al-Shafi'i in Egypt. His name is Sheikh Usama Abdul Azim. And subhanAllah, Sheikh Usama died at the age of 92, 93. And he was just a hidden gem. A hidden gem. But as the old Arabs used to say, رُبَّ مَشْهُورٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَغْمُورٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَرُبَّ مَغْمُورٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَشْهُورٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ. That maybe somebody here and this earth is very famous, you know, gives this very motivational, you know, talks, and everybody knows of him or her. He's a celebrity or she's a celebrity, but he's absolutely or she's absolutely unknown to Allah. And maybe somebody who's an average man, not too many people know of him or her, but he's absolutely or she's absolutely known to Allah Azza wa Jal. I ask Allah to make it known to him, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So subhanAllah, me along with one of my peers in Azhar University at that time, we wanted to visit the Sheikh. And so we came a couple of years ago and we visited Sheikh Usama in his old house in a very old town in Cairo. It's called Imam al-Shafi'i. That's the name of the town. And he is one of the giants of al-Madhab al-Shafi'i, subhanAllah. So we came to him and we told him, Sheikh, we want to spend some time with you. Why don't you teach us something? Then he told us something very interesting. He said, I want you to take me to a place that's called Ras al-Barr. Ras al-Barr is a very interesting place in Egypt, and I'll tell you why. And I told him, Sheikh, why do you want to go to Ras al-Barr? That's just a random place to go to. And he said, because I want to eat fish. Me and my student, and my classmate, we figured that there is something behind it. It's obviously not about fish. We know that there's something coming up. But then, alhamdulillah, we tagged along and we went to this place that's called Ras al-Barr. And just to give you a little information about this place, this is a unique place because the Nile River meets the Mediterranean Sea in this focal point, in this city that's called Ras al-Barr. Nile River and the Mediterranean Sea, they actually meet in this point. So he got us in a boat and we went through the Nile River, and then we were almost going to meet the Mediterranean Sea, and he asked us to put our hands in the water and to take a sip from the Nile River. And we did this. And the water was pure, was not salty. And then a little bit of a distance, we arrived to the Mediterranean Sea. And he asked us to put our hands and take a sip from the Mediterranean Sea. And when we tasted it, it was very salty. Subhanallah. Then he said, Allah says in the Quran, مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ. Allah said in the Quran that the two waters will meet, but they will never transgress, meaning they will never mix. And that's one of the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal in this universe, that He has created two waters. And you know, logically speaking, the two waters should mix, you know. That's just how nature is. But Allah has created them in a very unique manner that they don't transgress, they don't mix. And then he said, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now, showing you one of the signs of the universe, how dare you disbelieve in Allah or you deny Allah's existence. SubhanAllah, this is for me, it was a great lesson. Because I can talk about yaqeen and certainty and proofs and scientific proofs and all of this. But when you experience something like this, when the Quran that was revealed 1400 years ago, obviously The Prophet did not, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not have access, and he did not have, you know, Google Maps to just see what, where is this place and what's happening in Ras Al Bar. Did not have that access, or he didn't even himself didn't even go there, right? And yet, the speech of the Quran, the divine speech, came to prove that there are some signs in this universe that me and you eventually at some point will actually experience. And when we do experience these signs, then we say, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. How dare you deny Allah's existence then? And so subhanAllah, yes, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in the Quran, go and explore. Go out there and observe Allah's greatness through His creation. The creation leads to the Creator. The creation leads to the Creator. And yes, wallahi, we saw this and we experienced this, and we know for a fact that this is a universe that needed a Creator, because it cannot just come from nowhere. This giant universe has to have a power that's much more powerful than itself, than the universe itself, and that is Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will reflect on His signs, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakum Allah khairan, and Jazakum Allah khair for having me. It's an honor and really a great honor to meet you and to see you and to see your children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve you and preserve your children, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and make this community a blessed community, a community that says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our children firm on La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.